Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, come to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we have today. Rebecca has asked, I was told that peep-toe shoes should not be worn with a blazer jacket because they are either too dressy or too relaxed. Is that still the rule? I've never heard that rule and I would say no, that is not the rule. Peep-toe shoes are not as dressy as a pump with a closed toe because showing any toe is always less formal. So I'd actually say that I see no reason why you can't wear a peep toe with a pair of jeans and a blazer. A blazer can dress up a pair of jeans. There is no kind of, I find like those sort of rules are very outdated. So really, if you want to wear a peep toe shoe with a pair of jeans and a blazer, go right ahead. No reason not to. Just be aware that in some work environments, if a man is expected to wear a suit, then a peep-toe shoe is less appropriate because you are showing toes, and toes are not appropriate in the workplace. But if a man is not expected to wear, the full suit, I wouldn't worry. The peep-toe shoe is totally fine. And if you want to wear it casually, go right ahead. There is no rule on that at all. Let's have a look at our next question. Oops, this one comes from Sue, who says, how to accessorize casual outfits like jeans and tee or jumper to make them more interesting? This is such a great question because there are so many ways you can accessorize your jeans and tee. I'll always remember an experience I had. It was back when my daughter was in kindergarten. So just a few years ago now, because she's 15. But I was there and I was chatting with one of the other mums and she said, oh, you always look stylish. And I looked down, I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt. I'm not really wearing anything fancy. The difference was, and she was wearing basically the same thing. We both had jeans and a t-shirt on. The difference was that my t-shirt was not a really kind of sloppy one. So it really depends on the kind of fabric it is and the fit. So it was well fitting and it was also not made of that kind of really cheap cotton sort of fabric that some t-shirts come in. And then the other difference was I was wearing accessories and a pair of little ballet flats. So I had it on a necklace and a pair of sparkly ballet flats, I remember. Versus she had on a pair of chunky kind of running sneakers and no accessories. So that was the biggest difference. Like really it's changing shoes. Like if I'd put on, imagine just jeans and a t-shirt, but put on a cowboy boot, put on a high heel sandal, put on a runner, put on a ballet flat. There's so many different sorts of shoes and even that will change how your outfit looks. And then, of course, an accessory, a necklace, a scarf, some sort of accessory will usually make that outfit more dressy than if it has no accessories. So, of course, then it's what do you like? What suits your personality? All those sorts of questions come into this. So I know people who say, I really hate scarves. I find they flap around and they get in the way. And there's other people who say, oh, I really don't like necklaces. I find them heavy and annoying. But I don't mind scarves. So you have to decide what's for you. Or you could wear like a decent sized earring. Doesn't have to be a tiny little earring. You could wear feature earrings, particularly if you wear your hair back in a ponytail or it's short. Feature earrings could be the way to go. You could go for some brooches. There's nothing wrong with a brooch. In fact, I love a cluster of brooches, particularly when they're small brooches. A whole cluster can really have a bit more impact. But adding some sort of accessories. You could have a fantastic, like a leopard print belt with your jeans that you see. So of course, we've got shoes to consider. We've got belts. We've got, necklaces, scarves, brooches, earrings. All these things are accessories that are going to add some interest and detail to your outfit. So which you choose will be based on your lifestyle, where you're going, how dressy or, casual you want to be, whether you like or dislike certain sorts of accessories. All these things come into it. And of course, I can't tell you what to wear. Only you can decide that, but I can give you guidelines. And this is why I've got a personal style quiz to help you understand a bit about your personal style and what direction you might think about going. And of course, I've got my online program, such as 7 Steps to Style, which really helps you to, get a really great understanding of what your style is. It helps you define your personal style so that you can have a wardrobe full of clothes and accessories that you love to wear, that express who you are, the person, the amazing person on the inside, on the outside. And that's what I want to do for all my clients. I want to bring who they are on the inside, their core as a person, and put that on the outside so the rest of the world can experience what an amazing person you are through your appearance, because your clothes are talking even when you haven't opened your mouth. So I think it's a really important thing to remember that. So of course, there are many, many choices. And I've got lots of blog posts on how to choose a necklace based on your neckline, how to choose a necklace based on prints and patterns. So if you happen to have a pattern t-shirt on, like what you're looking for. I've got lots of, and also personality, also occasion, all those sorts of things. So just head over to the blog. There's masses of information there. And of course, I've got lots of tips on how to tie a scarf. And there's a few million YouTube videos on that as well, if you want to look for them, to find different ways you can add that interest and detail to your plain tee and jeans sort of outfit. But there is no right or wrong. So really, it's just doing something rather than leaving it plain. Okay, last question for today. Anne said, I have no idea what looks good in me. I know jeans and tee are comfortable, but how do I make them look good? I feel like this is quite a similar question to what we've just gone through. But I would think too, if you don't know what looks good on you, this can be where body shape comes in, and actually finding the right shape jeans and the right shape tee or top to go together. And then things like knowing your body proportions. How long should your top be? Where should it end? Should you tuck it in? Should you leave it out? What kind of shape should it be? All those things come into body shape, body proportions, and really understanding your body and what flatters it. So of course, all that sort of information is on my blog. So part of it is defining what works for you, and then it's accessorizing it. And it's even looking at, do I want a plain t-shirt? Do I want a patterned one? If I want a patterned one, what kind of pattern do I go after? Am I a floral person, a leopard print person? Should I have got little stars on? Maybe it's, a geometric print. It's stripes. It's checks. I mean, the list goes on and on and on as far as patterns go. And understanding what contrast, how they look good together. Should I have a light top and my dark jeans? Should I have a light top with light jeans? This comes into your value contrast. That's another thing you need to know. You can see that no wonder it's so hard to get dressed. I'm seeing why you're so confused, because there are actually a lot of things. And this is why I think so many of us kind of a little bit lost as far as style goes. I know I look back at old photos, and fortunately there's not too many of them. I avoided the camera for many years. I tended to not, be around. I used to take the photos rather than be in the photos. But I've got a few kind of damning photos out there, a bit embarrassing when I look back at them. And I had no idea what suited me, because I didn't have the information that I have now. And so I really know that knowledge makes the biggest difference, like knowing what suits you. If you weren't born with style, which I wasn't, now there are some of you out there who have that natural ability, and I am so admiring of that. I don't have it. I've had to learn everything, and I've had to experiment, and I've had to grow, and I've had to do it every day. Now the joy is we get to get up and get dressed every day. And so therefore you can learn to apply different concepts and things that you learn, because every day you have an opportunity to do this. It's not like you go, I'll only get dressed, I'll get dressed next month. I have to get dressed every day. So every day I can become a little bit better. I can experiment. I can try different things. And then, when I go out to buy a pair of jeans, I can go and get my body shape Bible so I can find out what is the better shapes that I'm looking for. Then I can try on lots of different cuts when I'm in the store, and I can decide which ones are the most flattering on my shape. And then I can, try all the different tops I have on in my wardrobe and see which shapes I like best. This is, of course, too, where the photograph comes in as well. It's such a brilliant tool, and everybody who's done it will say, photographs have made the biggest difference to my style, because you see more objectively what is and isn't working. So I do recommend that as something to think about as well. But yeah, so jeans and tees, like as much as you can think, well, do I wear the big sloppy tee? Do I wear a skinny jean? Do I go for a boot cut or a flare? Do I have cropped? Do I have, there's not just one way of wearing jeans and a tee. Do I go for light jeans, dark jeans? Do I go colorful? Do I go plain? This is where the colour contrast, the value contrast, all those things come into this decision as well. And that's, of course, all that information I give you in 7 Steps to Style, as well as the body shape and the personality and all the other elements of style that you need to think about, what I call the style puzzle and how they fit together. So please do send me any more questions that you may have, any colour or style questions, and I'll answer them. They'll end up in my lucky dip for an upcoming episode here. And of course, head over to the blog because there is so much information there. There's a lot of information there that you can grab. And of course, if you want my opinion on something, I give it to you as part of 7 Steps to Style or in a consultation. So sometimes that's the fastest way, is to have that one-on-one time and ask the questions and discover what really works for you. But, you know, some people like a more DIY approach, and that, of course, is up to you as well. I hope you have a great day. Thank you so much for watching, and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.